I'm Ebony K. Williams, attorney and host. Welcome to Holding Court, where we analyze the latest legal headlines that everybody's already talking about. But we dig deep into how the courts impact the culture. We break it all down, going straight from gavel to your newsfeed. And every week, we keep it 100. Right, Dustin?
That's right, E. Let's hold court.
All right, jurists, y'all, we have come to the end of our second season of Holding Court. Listen, this show, it is and it feels better each and every season.
Yes,
with that
does.
Being said, D. Ross, what has been your favorite topic we have covered this season?
Well, you know, this is our second season. And like we talked about earlier, just the way we were able to come back and like circle back to kind of tie up some of the conversations we had in season one. And it kind of just showed the continuity in our comprehensive coverage of these hot topics. So I love that. I love coming back around to things that we talked about and predicted in the first season.
Yes, we did.
And diving a little bit deeper, and like we did with Breonna Taylor.
Sure did.
And a couple of other cases.
And we saw through to her murderers getting their indictment.
For sure. What about you, E?
Yeah, I mean, I like a good bookend situation for myself. So I really loved how we were able to open season two with, you know, don't spend them biting refund checks just yet.
That's
right. Figuratively.
That's right.
And God knows I want everybody to get paid. But when ultimately we saw, you know, towards the end of the season, the Supreme Court rule as I predicted.
Yeah.
It was a nice booking to show, to me, just to show the value of our show.
That's it.
You know what I mean? It just kind of goes to show whatever the courts are going to do, whatever the laws are going to do, whatever these judges and all this shit going to do. When you are tuned in to Holding Court, you will not be surprised.
That's right.
And I really, really love that about the show. Listen, one of the topics that y'all wanted us to cover the second season, of course, was marriage and divorce. That's always going to be a spicy one. Y'all want all the legal tea about tying the knot and undoing that, motherfucker.
That's right.
So listen, we are really going to wrap up season two with some of the best marriage and divorce headlines that we went over this season.
Ooh, love and marriage, y'all. here we go. So if you didn't get it the first time, make sure you guys pull out your notebooks and take some goddamn notes.
That's
okay?
It. Scribble.
Because I don't want us to come back for season three and y'all done made all the mistakes that we told you to avoid in the first damn place.
That's right. Pull out your trapper keepers.
That's right. Lisa Frank. I was just about to say Lisa Frank.
Listen, we on our Barbie.
Unicorn erasers and shit.
Sparkles, it didn't hardly work.
That's
the most sparkly erasers, it didn't work.
I can hear that trapper keeper Velcro right now opening it.
That's for the rich
you
girls.
Hear it. Ooh.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I got really nerdy on this one, Dustin, and I geeked out a little bit.
I love it when you do that.
You know, I got it in my bag. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the thing that everybody's talking about, unless you're under a rock. OMA. Nia Long's fiance has been just in the spotlight all the tea and all the blogs because, of course, we know he has now been suspended for a full year from the Boston Celtics, from the NBA as a head coach due to shenanigans and foolishness. We're going to unpack that, but we're not going to talk about the tea of it because that's whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody else can do that.
Right.
We're going to talk about the legalities. And I think there's some issues, Dustin, that folks might be surprised about. Sister Nia might have what's called a palimony claim.
Let's talk
about
it.
Put a pin in that. So we're going to break down what palimony is. We're going to break down whether or not Nia Long is suited for it and whether or not she even wants it.
Yeah.
And for some of the other listeners listening, how they might avail themselves to what we call palimony.
Okay.
Okay. Amen. We're going to talk about whether or not, because a lot of people I see in the comments, Dustin, under this story are a little bit confused as to like, why, if he wants to be a philanderer or a cheater,
what
does
it have to do with his job?
Right. And so I want to address that and clear that up for folks. Because basically, in short, yes, you can get fired for being a fuckboy.
Wow.
That's or a fuck ass hoe or whatever other bullshit you're doing in your private
fired
life.
Fired for fucking. Period.
Hashtag
you can
fired
get fired for fucking.
Fucking.
That's
you
what
really
we're going to learn today. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
That's what it is.
I'm obsessed. And then there is a cultural kind of question I want to pose to you. I know where I stand on this because this is one of those ones that my girlfriends and I have put on the table long ago. What to do when you see somebody on the outside that you know is in a relationship with someone you're close to. To speak or not to speak, that is going to be the motherfucking question.
And we're going to answer it.
So now we're going to get into the M.A. Udoka of it all.
Okay.
And I do want to start by saying, just because I think it's worth noting, he is definitely my type. I just want to just start with that. He's a very Beautiful man. And unlike some others, I was already familiar with this man, Dustin.
For sure.
Back when he and Nia first started dating, because mm-hmm. I remember she was on the cover of Essence magazine with her two beautiful boys. Mm-hmm. She's got an older son mm-hmm. who was, I don't know, maybe 10 or so at the time, and then the little baby that mm-hmm. she had just had with MA. And I remember thinking, good for that woman.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was a beautiful family. Nia Long is a legend, a
Absolutely.
Cultural icon.
She means a lot to
she black
people.
She means a lot to black
and
people.
And to entertainment overall.
Absolutely. Because yeah. she is somebody who works.
Yeah.
Works, represents an idealized version of black beauty that I think is more accessible
Absolutely.
To a lot of black women.
Yep.
Right? Like, I think, you know, so
she was
all
a black
Nia.
Beauty. She was a beauty standard.
Standard. Yes.
For black people.
Yes.
And very relatable, mm-hmm. but it's still exceptionally beautiful.
Stunning.
And fucking Nia Long. You know what I'm saying? That's why she's in songs.
Yes.
People care about Nia
she's
Long.
She's a reference
yes.
point of cultural.
Yes.
Identity.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Ebony.
So for me to see her, particularly then as a woman of then a particular age, because she must have been early 40s, mm-hmm. I think, maybe late 30s. Either way, on the cover of Essence, this is circa 2012. Mm-hmm. Go back and Google it. Mm-hmm. If you did not see this gorgeous citrus-flavored mm-hmm. cover, it was mm-hmm. gorgeous.
I remember
you
this.
Remember that?
Clearly.
It was orange
yes.
and yellow. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and that fine-ass man. So he was then, I think, still in the NBA.
Was it the Spurs?
Yes, he was playing mm-hmm. for the Spurs. And I remember just being just... somewhere in the inside, maybe I had a premonition that I was going to end up being an old-ass bitch. Still on my journey for love. I'm just... something I'm being just very vulnerable something
not
about
OAB,
that
Ebony.
An old ass bitch still looking for love. It's okay found fortune looking for love.
That's all right.
Okay.
I'm an OAN so we good. Okay.
So something about that actually felt very, all jokes aside, aspirational mm-hmm. to me and,
yes.
and inspirational
yes.
to me.
Yes.
So here she is with her love. Fast forward 10 years
mm-hmm.
and I will say I was shocked but not shocked when the story broke. Now, let me tell you what shocked me. So for those, again, living under a rock, here is the story.
Right.
Nia Long's long-term love. This mm-hmm. is not a new relationship. And I want to clear that up for some folks that are just now becoming familiar with them as a couple.
They've
some
been
people,
together.
Right. Some people, Dustin, are just now realizing that this was a couple in the wake of the infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
This is not new.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 10-plus year-long relationship. Mm-hmm. I want to say they've been engaged mm-hmm. for the better part of like 7 15, or 8 of them. Maybe 10.
So
a very long time. It's been over 8 years minimum. It might be over 10. Just engaged. They share a son who now is 12.
Kez.
Yeah.
I think is his
little
name.
Little cutie pie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As we said, MA was an NBA player who transitioned, like, you know, the mm-hmm. best of the players due to
mm-hmm.
coaching.
Mm-hmm.
He was an assistant coach here and there for Spurs mm-hmm. and here and there and had an iconic ascension as a former player, and of course, as a former black player, mm-hmm. to being a head coach.
Big deal.
Huge
deal.
That's
a big deal. Yeah.
He was really a big deal last year for those of us that are basketball fans, of course, Dustin, because he took, as a first-year head coach, mm-hmm. took the Boston Celtics, mm-hmm. which I can't fucking stand because mm-hmm. they are the devil. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Always have been,
always
too.
Have been.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, took those Celtics to the NBA Finals
yep.
as a first-year head coach in the NBA.
Yep.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Amazing. So so there was kind of like two fan base, mm-hmm. if we were to talk about the cultural impact of what this story is.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that know of MA from his basketball career, and then you have everybody else that mm-hmm. knows of Nia because
right.
she's Nia Long.
Yep.
And this story has been interesting to watch unfold from like a journalistic lens, right, mm-hmm. Dustin, because you're seeing kind of the immersion of those particular fan bases come together.
Yeah.
Because folks just now realizing they've been together this whole time.
Absolutely.
Have you seen that?
Yes. I'm seeing a lot of people starting to talk about this that didn't talk about it previously.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying that this is her baby daddy or whatever the fuck. But this was a long-standing relationship.
This was a family.
I remember when they got together, too.
Yep.
I remember when that made headlines. And
yep.
then Nia stayed out of the headlines. Mm-hmm. They've been quiet.
Well, we're going to put a pin into that because that's going to be a factor in her potential palimony claim.
Okay.
Okay. So he has been, after that epic finals run
mm-hmm.
where he took the Celtics last year, everybody's very excited, but what is he going to do in year two? Are mm-hmm. they going to go back to the finals? Well, he won't be going back to no finals.
No, he won't.
Because this, I was about to say gentleman, I can't really say, this man
mm-hmm.
has been suspended for a full year. And that's a major suspension for a head coach. It's a major suspension for even a player, but a head coach. What that means, y'all, is that the NBA is willing to forego millions and millions and millions of dollars that they have invested in, not just his salary, but his ascension to this billion-dollar franchise.
Yes.
So that I just want people to put that in context. Mm-hmm. This is not a player. This is not an assistant. This is the head coach. Mm-hmm. So for them to take this type of action means something. Mm-hmm. Okay. So full year suspension for what? In quotes, violations of team policies, in quote, very general. So what he's alleged of doing is having a consensual sexual relationship with a fellow member of the Celtics team. She's the front office. She's also married. I wish y'all could see Dustin's full face during this. He just stank, the stankest of face. Just lip all touching his nose and shit.
I don't like none of this shit. Yeah. But go ahead. We're going to get into it.
So that's the allegation. She's married as well. She works also for the Celtics organization in a higher level office, but subordinate to him. Mm-hmm. That's a factor. And that's the situation. So the Celtics had a press conference and they said that he'll be suspended at least through June 30th, 2023, next summer, at which point in time, Dustin, they will revisit and see what they want to do with this man. Now, this is something that's just kind of tea in the ethos. TMZ is reporting that the staffer who MA was having the affair with was responsible. At least part of her duties were to book travel mm-hmm. for Nia Long mm-hmm. as Nia was really moving to Boston mm-hmm. for the sake of this relationship and keeping her family intact. Ding, 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 palimony claim. Okay. So now let's get to palimony because this is a mess. And people are kind of talking, Dustin, around the issues. This is the conversation I'm hearing. I want you to tell me what you're hearing. I'm hearing mm-hmm. people talking about, well, this is real stupid, too. We'll get to, oh, my God, cheating on Nia Long. How could it be? Stop. Okay. As if we don't know of the countless of stunning, beautiful, black, rich, successful women that get cheated on every day.
Absolutely. Furthermore, she could have been cheating on his ass, too.
That
and
part.
And just been doing it better than him. You know what I mean?
And not doing it at the workplace.
Exactly.
As being to compromise.
Smart, doing it the right way.
Right.
How about that?
Right. As to not compromise the entire, well-being of the family.
Of the whole, just uprooting the whole damn family.
Right. So that's what people are talking about. People are talking about, why are we talking about MA and not talking about Brett Favre? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why we're not talking about Brett Favre on this show, because this show is about black issues, black people,
that's
and
right.
black impact.
That's right.
Brett Favre is neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Now back to MA.
Yes.
and this is not about demonizing MA. He's a human like everybody else, and he has faltered. Mm-hmm. But now let's talk about the consequences of the falter.
Right.
Because that matters.
Apparently there are real consequences.
Real.
This year-long fucking suspension.
Year-long suspension. Financial, because I'm presuming it is unpaid. We'll find out more about that, I'm sure, in the days to come. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge financial consequence. Mm-hmm. Then there's just like the tentacles. So if the Boston Celtics fire you, suspend you for a year, rather, whether they cut you or that's going to follow you,
yeah.
right? So let's say they decide, you know what, the damage is done. You've so negatively impacted the culture of the Celtics, which is probably what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. I highly doubt they bring this man back. It's just the nature of team cultures. Mm-hmm. Now you've got that stigma to all the other teams in the league.
They're not going
to
want to touch you.
Correct. Because now it's a can we trust you mm-hmm. in that capacity? So it's just not good. And I feel bad for Nia. Of course, the public embarrassment, but fuck all that.
Right.
It's more so like, this is your family. This is real life. So what are her options? And I see your friend, who was that little dumbass, taking that bet, talking about I got a stack on her staying.
Who? I didn't see that.
Little, is it Duval? What's his name?
Oh, Duval.
Yeah.
He said, no, he didn't. He said he got a stack.
He got a stack, she gonna stay. I don't know why. To help me, Father God, from going down these Instagram, rabbit holes.
Entertainment purposes only.
Right.
Okay?
So he's saying, I got a stack. She's going to stay because where is she going to go at her big age? Da, 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 which is ridiculous. But whatever. Let's just say she decides to not stay. Mm-hmm. And I'm not speaking on whether she stays or not stays. Because
that's their business.
That's her business. B, that's several factors mm-hmm. that go into that when you're in that position mm-hmm. with a family intact. And I used to be like, when my young, immature days, Dustin, I'd be like, oh, he cheats, bye.
It's different.
It's different.
It's different. And it's there's different. Other
considerations. There's broader considerations. Yeah. So I think, and from what we've seen of Nia Long on and off camera, I'm sure she seems a very methodical woman that will be going through the process of evaluating each one of those considerations and making her conclusion.
Yep.
Now, Nia, if you're listening, if you're not aware, be aware that there's an option called palimony. Now, palimony is...
Sound like alimony, so I hear money on the table.
Yeah, so and your sensibilities will be correct.
Okay, okay.
So it involves money on the table for those relationships, couples, that never were formally married.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think that if you're not legally married and you're not subject to alimony, that's it. That's not it. It's a relatively new concept. Palimony came about somewhere in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. I actually watched a really interesting documentary around it where this white lady was like, fuck all that. You gonna pay me. And she actually was successful at the initial trial court, received some palimony, and was overturned on appeal. But nonetheless, she
got it done.
Got it done. And she created a whole new vein of law. So this is where I get very nerdy. Like, this is very exciting
to
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this is how law is made, bitch. Yes, do that. So... palimony says, although we were never legally married, and don't confuse this with common law marriage. It has nothing to do with common law marriage for those that are trying to equate those two. It has nothing to do with that. It simply says we were in a relationship. Matter of fact, you don't even have to cohabitate. Now, I've never seen a claim where it was successful without cohabitation, but you don't. It's not a necessary element. Mm-hmm. All it says is we were in a relationship for a substantial amount of time. That's up to a judge to decide what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And it's not ruled under family court, Dustin. This is not a family court issue as alimony or child support would be.
Yeah.
This is under contracts law.
Really?
Yeah. It says that the court will recognize and affirm a contract between two grown consenting adults that says we're going to be in a relationship. It's not going to be marriage, but I'm going to give and you're going to give. And we're going to say that at the end, if we dissolve, we're going to take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's fascinating.
Me too.
So that's what palimony says. It's for unmarried people. You don't have to be necessarily living together, but it helps when you do, because it says that you gave something in consideration. It's an exchange. It's acknowledging the exchange. So what does that mean for Nia Long?
Yeah.
It means in Nia's case, if she made an argument that says, you know, I turned down certain movies, for instance. Mm-hmm. I turned down certain television opportunities. I turned down certain... just whatever it was, going to my older son's college game, whatever it was in consideration, that's the legal term, that means in exchange of value. This is the thing of value I'm giving, my time, my resources, my energy, my efforts, in exchange for your promise to be loyal, to show up, to be in partnership with an expectation of joint creation of this thing we're building.
Yeah.
When you violate that, with your cheating ass.
Yeah.
Now it's time to compensate me in another way.
Yeah.
That's the contract law of palimony. And what could that look like? It could look like monthly payments. It could look like a lump sum. The amount is up to a judge. You know, they would assess in that the scenario I gave. You know, if Nia, making this up, but if Nia Long turned down, let's say she was up for like an Angela Bassett 911 style role where she was making $15-20 million a season as a television actress, which by the way I could totally see as foreseeable for someone in Nia Long's stature. Let's say that was on the table for her and she said, oh well, no, I need to be in Boston, because she literally pretty much moved to Boston, Massachusetts, God bless her, for the sake of this family and this man. She could put that on the table and say, I need some compensation for, you know, my exchange. So that's what a palimony claim could look like. In Nia Long's situation, because she is such a high earner in her own right, you know, it would take that kind of scenario that I just gave Dustin for her to kind of cash out in any real way.
Yeah.
But I'm just putting that on the table for people to know that just because you don't say I do and sign that paperwork on that marriage certificate, it doesn't mean you're asked out.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to walk away with nothing if you so choose.
Right. I think that's a great provision. I think that, and it actually sounds like she's in a great position to kind of angle herself for if she's ready to go.
If she's ready to go. And if she's not ready to go, that is her business.
Totally.
The culture is so whack for, why are you betting on somebody's misery? And heartbreak and trauma. Well, there's that.
That's all.
There's that. Well, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, there's that. Okay, so now the cultural question. No, before we get to the cultural question, the morality issue.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying, you know, he might be a fuckboy and da-da-da-da, but that's his business. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's not. Mm. This is what I need people to know. And most people do kind of get this, but some folks maybe forgot or confused or never understood, Dustin. When you work for an organization, I don't care if it's the Gap, Starbucks, the NBA, that organization has a right to protect its integrity and branding. And you, no matter what you are, you could be a low-level ticket sales, or you could be a head coach, you are an ambassador for that organization and their reputation. That's the legal term that's important, their reputation. And anytime you do anything that is seen as demeaning or disadvantageous to their reputation, a la having an affair, an adulterous relationship, a sexual relationship with the staff who is a subordinate, you are damaging that reputation is the argument. And by doing so, you are subject to, that's what they mean when they say violation of policies, which is what the Celtics have said. You've violated the moral clause. You've shown up in a way that is unethical and immoral as to that company's standard.
You know, this is a tough one for me, Ebony, because I think this is bullshit, personally. First of all, let's not talk about the integrity of the men who occupy the space of the NBA, right?
Right.
So that morality clause should kind of go across everybody, the players too, right?
Sure.
But you're not going to make that, you know, you're not going to apply that to the players because you need them to win and play these damn games.
Of course.
The head coach, you need him too, but I just want to know whose ass he burned to get it to this point. This is more than just an affair that took place and they found out and just said, okay, well, we have to now, you know, these are our rules. No. There's more details that advanced this to this point.
Escalated
where it's now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Impacting everybody around him.
Right. As if he's the and I hear that argument. That's very fair, Dustin, right? Like as if this is the first man in the NBA to have an affair on his significant
there are
other.
So many more morally egregious things that go on in the connection to the fucking NBA. So I'm like, what's going on?
You.
Like, why is this?
You. But I'm gonna push back, which is only this. One would think what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and I get that. But it's also like you just can't put yourself in position.
True, I get that.
That's my only pushback. That's the only pushback I got. Is you're right.
He did
to
himself.
Yeah, you're right. Like one would think, like you, and I think that's the problem. And I'm really glad you brought that up because I think a lot of folks, especially folks that look like us, people in the culture, black folks, brown folks, they look to their left and they look to their right and they see other folks acting a fucking fool.
Yeah.
They see other folks, especially white men. Especially white men. Acting a fucking fool, cheating on their wives, not paying their taxes, to doing blow in the bathroom, doing work breaks and shit. All I'm saying to you, I'm not saying that it's fair.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying it's right, because that's like my boy Stephen A. Smith's argument, and he'd be saying some fuck shit, but I fucks with Stephen A. He's been a very good mentor to me in the business.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stephen A.
Yeah.
But that's Stephen's big point over on ESPN is like, why all of a sudden is this so awful when people do this every day? People have done this since the NBA existed. Why are we coming down so disproportionately hard on this brother? Fair argument. I'm just saying it's not untrue.
So, and unfortunately, that's why he's subject to all of this shit.
Right. If he hadn't put himself in the position, Dustin, we wouldn't even be talking about this shit. So I think that's, you know, that's a life lesson, right? If you are living your life under assumptions of fairness, of rule of law, you're going to have your heart broken and you might end up broke.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just some straight up lived life experience commentary.
I mean, you can't argue with that.
You just can't. You know what others can get away with, whether it's because they white, whether it's because they rich, whether it's because they whatever. Your number came up.
Yep.
M.A. You know, and that's it.
First of all, rule number, I mean, the most remedial rule of cheating, you know what I mean? You don't do it in-house. So why were you fucking with somebody who worked for the goddamn Celtics anyway? You knew full and damn well what your trick and your professional journey has meant.
Sure.
Up until this point, you knew how big of a deal it was for you to be the fucking head coach.
At your
lead
age.
Lead this team to the finals in your first season. So you're right, Ebony. He is completely at fault for this, for putting himself in that position. And I just want to know why.
I think sometimes when certain ones of us, Dustin, I've seen this myself, certain ones of us are in high positions too long, we forget.
Get too comfortable.
The microscope in which we are still operating under, and we get too fucking comfortable. And it's not helped when your significant other is an A-list celebrity in their own right.
Yeah.
So now it's like, come on.
I really hope, I just hope somehow this works out well in the end.
So last thing on this, and that is this notion of, it's been reported that there were people in Nia's broader social circle, Dustin, that saw MA outside in the streets with this alleged, with this alleged side woman. The question is this: how do you feel personally about the expectation that if you see it, you need to say something?
Me personally, I'm a grown up. Yes. Okay. And so I understand that there are complexities in everyone's relationship. I don't know what this person is into. Maybe that's okay. Maybe it's not. If it's someone who I am close with and I know for a fact that that's not supposed to happen, I'm going to mind my business. But I also would not be out and see your man, who you and I have had conversations with about how your relationship is ran, right? I would let you know.
You would let me know.
I would let you know. I'm sorry. If you married Ebony, I'd be like, look.
Oh, well, let me be very clear. Let me tell you and everybody listening to this shit in perpetuity. I don't do no special arrangements.
Okay.
Okay, let me be very clear. No, let me be very clear. And I think this is actually really not even the point of holding court, but fuck it. Yeah. Like, let's just get to the nitty gritty for real. I support any type of relationship boundaries, products, new construction that people want to have. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that's liberation.
Absolutely.
However, for me and mine.
Yeah. As for me and my household.
Right. It's me and you. Period. I don't even really do them female friends so much. That's just me. I'm your fucking friend. What you want to do? Go to the movies? Let's go. You know, like, what you feel like eating? Sushi? Yeah. Let's go. Because, and I'm going to tell you why I'm like that. It's not insecure.
It's not an insecurity.
It's not even that. You know, we all have some insecurities. I'm not saying I don't have any, but it's not from that. I'm going to tell you what it's from. It's from a place of risk mitigation. It's from a place of the fact that if I'm really committed, and I'm not in relationships, Dustin, unless I'm all the way in. I don't do casual dating. That's just me.
Yep.
Okay? I'm either single or we're together.
Yep.
And that's it for me. So if we're together, that means I'm invested, literally and otherwise, and emotionally, and I'm going to make every choice I can to protect the infrastructure of what we are creating together.
So how do you feel about people?
Okay, well, let me go ahead and tell you. It might shock you based off of how stern of a bright line I have around protecting the monogamy, the sanctity, the me and you of it all. That said, and I've had this conversation with my very closest girlfriends, and some of them to this day have an issue with my position. And I don't care. Fuck them. Let me just play it. Just play it. I love my friends. Here's where I am on it, Dustin. If I see a man that I know you are in a monogamous, committed relationship with, out in the street, it's not even hypothetical. I saw somebody. Let me just, one of my very, very dear, she's a little sister of mine, close, love her. In fact, I even introduced her to the man. And I ran up on him in New York City. This all was in New York. And she, just for the context, and this is why that whole, oh my God, he cheated on Nia Long is so fucking stupid. This young lady is drop dead gorgeous, has the crowns to prove it. People sat up all night long, unpaid, and decided on this bitch being the most beautiful. That's how gorgeous she is. Educated, 2 master's degrees, advanced degrees, doctorate degree, all of that, high earning, everything. And he was just a regular fucking dentist. And I was minding my business. Actually, me and your friend Natalie, we were
shout out to Natalie.
We were trying to educate our single asses. So we was up at the Hunter College one night at a how to better negotiate your salary workshop.
Okay.
This is what still trying to find love bitches do on a Thursday night.
Okay.
So this is so real. This was like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we're leaving on the up, and rarely on a random weeknight are we on the Upper East Side, mm-hmm. but we found ourselves mm-hmm. there because we're coming from Hunter. Mm-hmm. And I said, because you know I like to eat,
mm-hmm. and there's tons of good restaurants yes. on the Upper East Side.
So yes. I was like, I feel like a burger tonight. Mm-hmm. I just need a burger. I need like a Irish pub mm-hmm, burger mm-hmm. with a nice cold stout, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that type of mm-hmm, situation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we mosey on in this cute little Irish pub. And as soon as I walk in the door, who do I see? His ass with his hand in this other woman's hair, like tonguing her down. Like it wasn't anything
so
ambiguous
no mistake
about it.
About how they were engaging with each
no,
other.
No, it wasn't no close whisper. It uh-huh. wasn't no nothing. It was all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, he saw me, obviously he spoke, because I mean, I was right there. You could tell he looked nervous, and I just gave him a look like, don't worry about it, bro. You grown, I'm grown, it's going to take care of itself. So my position on that was, I did not tell the young lady, and I'm going to tell you why. Two reasons. Number one, I'm not going to put myself in a position where I know that you have romantic feelings for this man, mm-hmm. and I know he's going to debate what I said, because he's not the kind of person that's going to show up in integrity and mm-hmm. be like, oh, you got me.
Because no. he wouldn't have been doing it in the first place.
Right. So now it's my word against his mm-hmm. word, and that never really ends well. My word against your word, and you having an affinity to want to believe the person you have feelings for and physical and emotional attachment to never ends well for our friendship. Because even if you believe me and you do something, either you stay and now it's awkward, or you leave him and you low-key resent that I'm the, you know, indirect cause.
You're absolutely right.
So that's why I don't do it. Now, I'm going to give you one time where I will do it. There's mm-hmm. one scenario, Dustin, where I will actually tell what I saw. I will see something and I will say something. And that's when I have evidence.
Mm.
So then this is a rare thing that would allow for this. But if I got a tape,
mm-hmm.
if I have some photos,
mm-hmm.
if I have some evidentiary offering where mm-hmm. I can sit down with my friend and I can say, Dustin,
look at this. Here's the truth.
Here is what I witnessed. Mm-hmm. I want you to look at it. I want you to sit with it. Trust and believe that whatever you decide to do or not do with this information mm-hmm. will stay here. I love you, and I want you to be happy.
I respect that.
That's my G-code.
I respect that, and I think that's a very mature PO.
It just doesn't yeah. end well. And you know what? In that scenario I was talking about with that stupid-ass dude, he told on himself. And that's what I trust,
you
too.
Didn't even have to say anything.
I don't have to be the wrecking ball yep. in your relationship, because if you moving like that, you moving fucked up all the time.
Yep.
And either someone else is going to out you or you're going to out yourself. And that's exactly what happened. 3 weeks later, some other fuck shit came through the woman's email and she ended it on her own terms.
Yep.
And I trust that process.
It's safer.
It's safer for everybody involved. Her dignity remains intact and she gets to end the relationship on her own terms. So no, contrary to popular belief, I'm not saying shit.
That's real.
Unless I have evidentiary proof of what I'm coming to you with. And that's that on that. Dustin.
Yes.
I would chit-chat with you, but I really want to get to the tea of this Neo.
Because I do too. That's what I would chit-chat with you about.
Right.
So why don't we do that?
I was actually away mm-hmm. out of the country mm-hmm. for an extended period of time when this story kind of broke. Mm-hmm. And I felt, I was like, this must be how rappers feel. I was like, I got to get to the studio. So exciting. All right. Here we go.
Yes.
Y'all know the tea. Neo, his wife, Crystal, has filed for divorce after 7 years of marriage. Now, we've seen variations of one of the two of them trying to end this marriage before, Dustin. But, you know, by all accounts, this seems to be for real this mm-hmm. time. Because now Crystal Renee is saying in her filing that Neo actually fathered a child outside of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. So in a deleted post on Instagram, she says this. 8 years of lies and deception.
Oof.
8 years of unknowingly sharing my life and husband with numerous women who sell their bodies to him unprotected.
Oh, she let the chopper sing, huh?
Oh, gosh. So he, of course, responds,
mm-hmm.
as we knew that he would. He says this on Twitter. For the sake of our children, my family, we will work through our challenges behind closed doors. Interesting choice of words. Personal matters are not meant to be addressed and dissected in public forums. I simply ask that you respect me and my family's privacy at this time. Got it.
Not negating a single word that she said.
At all. And
I did it, but you motherfuckers ain't.
But please don't talk about it. Yeah. Right. So also in a recent document, Dustin, Neo has filed a motion requesting a ban on Crystal speaking out publicly. So basically, we call that a gag order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to pay for that.
Right. You're going to be paying for a lot, according to these facts. So in a recent court document, Neo's attorneys are arguing that the wife should be held in contempt of court and that her online activity should be considered harassment. That feels like a bit much, even by legal standards to me. Judge Ebony says, now on that. But this is really what I really want to talk about. Well, a few things. Also in this motion from Neo's lawyer, Dustin, they're saying to date, Neo has lost approximately $400,000 in wages associated with public appearances, professional bookings, and promotional efforts related to the promotion of his new musical project. Mm-hmm. That's what his legal team is saying.
Which I find hard to believe, but go ahead.
Excuse me. Well, you know, I don't know. I think in the ways of yesteryear, Dustin, where it was baked into the cake that men cheat and da-da, I think brands are becoming a little more displeased, particularly when you do it so messy like this. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, you might have had an oops moment. You're having a whole outside baby, so to speak. But who knows?
Yeah.
The real issue I have here is that Neo is saying that he doesn't want to pay any spousal support at all, which is interesting for a man with his wealth. And I'm going to surprise you and tell you I think he has a good claim.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's all Crystal's fault, but that's okay. We're going to get to it. All right, so let's start. I really love that when this story broke, I saw a lot of our jurors, Dustin, putting on their holding court hats and invoking you know, some of the lessons and discussions that we've absorbed. And that really warms my heart. Like, how do you feel when you see people, like, citing the holding court of it all?
It makes me so happy because it means that they're listening for real.
Yes.
They're actually retaining information from the show.
Soaking it in.
And I love
and
that.
And that's why we
and
do this show.
It. And applying the knowledge, yeah.
Listen,
I love it.
It was just like Morgan Freeman in Lean On Me, which I watched
back,
the other night.
Oh, you know, I love, you know, in another world, if they ever do Lean On Me on Broadway, I'm gonna play Joe Clark, and that's how I'm gonna win my Tony.
And I'm gonna be your assistant.
Please be Miss Levias.
Yeah, I'm gonna
be Miss Levias.
You can take this job and shut
that's
up your
right.
ass.
I had an overbearing father. Anyway, go ahead.
Here we go. All right. Let's talk about some of the things that our jurors were dissecting because it was really, really heartwarming. But I definitely also want to make sure that I and Dustin are giving you the tools that you need to, you know, really do it right. Okay, so one thing I saw people debating around was jurisdiction, which is like what state's law, because family court, this is, you know, let's say this one more time. When it comes to the family court of it all, y'all, the spousal support, the child custody, there is no federal family court.
It's state by state.
It's state by motherfucking state. So which state has jurisdiction over the issues is paramount. Because each state, y'all, can move very differently. And this case is a perfect example.
Okay.
So which state holds jurisdiction here? Is it the state that they got married in? Is it the state that one party runs to the courthouse and files the paperwork for divorce or separation in? And the right answer is, it's the state in which they spent most of their time as a marital couple.
Okay.
So, and that's important for people to know, Dustin, because a lot of people think, well, it's where you got married, and that's controlling. You could get married in Puerto Rico. That doesn't matter. They think it's the state in which somebody filed the paperwork, and so the proceeding starts in that state. That's not necessarily the case. The court will say that the jurisdiction, whose state's laws control the governing of this dissolution of marriage or distribution of custody of support, the state in which y'all mostly domiciled.
Interesting, because side note, I saw an interview that Gary Owen did, the comedian. You know, he's going through a very public divorce.
Yeah,
where he was saying he was avoiding being served for the divorce for months.
I heard that.
You heard that? And he was saying how if he got served in he was trying to get served in Ohio. But what you're telling me is it doesn't even fucking matter.
It doesn't really matter. Now listen, I understand what Gary's saying because you know, it just makes it stronger because now it becomes another issue. That's what he's trying to avoid. So that's a really good clarifying point. Meaning if he was successfully served in, I don't know, where's she trying to serve him? New York or something? Or
Cali?
Well, let's pretend it's Cali. Let's say the ex-wife or soon-to-be estranged wife was trying to serve him in California. he's right. Now that's another hearing that would have had to take place to determine, no, indeed, Ohio is the proper place for jurisdiction, because that's where we own property. Mm-hmm. That's where we raised our kids. That's where we lived our life. So it just a limit. It simplifies. Mm-hmm. It simplifies. But truth be told, after all the arguments are made and rulings are heard, you will be determined to be jurisdictionally appropriate where you spent most of the marriage. Mm-hmm. In Neil's case, that's going to be Georgia. So,
okay,
a couple things about that. Folks are saying, well, she's going to get a lot of money because he cheated. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't really know their situation in terms of jurisdiction. I presumed that they probably were in California, because that's where a lot of these high-profile celebrity people live and spend most of their career. I was wrong. Mm. They're going to be probably considered domiciled in Georgia.
Okay.
And this is where a very important distinction comes into play, y'all. Fault or no fault divorce.
Mm.
So there are certain states, Dustin, that are considered no fault divorce states. I'm going to run them down. And in those states, what it means is the court don't give a fuck who did what to who, why.
Mm-hmm.
You could be cheating. You could be withholding sex. You could be, abusive.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent. Now, if it's real bad, the court will maybe step in and make a different ruling. But they'll tolerate some level of emotional abuse for sure, financial abuse for sure. And if you are in a no fault state, none of that shit matters.
Okay.
And the divorce will be granted on a no fault ground, and the distribution of the property, so the money part, it won't reflect anybody's bad behavior.
Okay.
Bad behavior is not taken into consideration. So what are the no fault states? Let's run them down. I was actually surprised. I thought there would be more of them.
Yeah.
But it's not so many. Let's tell you who they are, right?
So that you can only know 17. What state to live in when you get married, y'all. I hope y'all picking up what she putting down.
Listen, okay. I'm telling y'all this for a reason, okay. And Dustin just made it real plain for
Hello.
Y'all.
Hello.
Okay, 17 states are no fault. Here they go. You got Wisconsin.
No.
Oregon.
Mm-mm.
Washington maybe. State, Seattle, maybe.
Mm.
Probably not too rainy.
I love Seattle, but I don't want to live there.
Nevada, you can smoke inside.
Yeah. You go, yeah.
Nebraska, Montana,
nah.
Missouri,
Mm-mm.
Minnesota, Mm-mm. Michigan,
home, okay,
Kentucky. I was surprised. Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
Kansas,
mm-hmm.
Iowa,
mm-hmm.
Indiana,
mm-hmm.
Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
Florida,
of course,
because they go always Florida,
mm-hmm.
Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and Cali. There you go.
There we go.
Sunshine State.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Dustin just
smiling.
Sunshine
on me. That's right. Because a plan came together. Okay. If you get married, nigga, you better take your ass to
California. California love, for real.
Okay.
Like they said. Okay, so those are all the no-fault places where no matter what happened to who cheated, who fucked who, whatever, the money is the money.
Right.
Now let's talk about fault states. I was shocked. In this day and age, the majority of the states in the country are fault states.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of this country is kind of morally conservative still, is what this tells me.
You don't say.
I mean...
You don't say,
that's
right?
Fair. That's fair. Like, that was a blonde moment.
Like these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, but you know, for all the posturing.
Right.
But when you really pull back the tape and you look at the statutes.
This is how it really goes
This is how it really goes down. So in 33 states, I'm about to run them down, so write them down. What you do matters a lot.
Mm.
Cheating, fiscal... infidelity, spending all the money, any of that type of abuse will then be considered strongly when the judge decides
the determination,
the equitable distribution, who gets what and how.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here go the states. Fault states, get your pens ready, here we go.
Yep.
Alabama, that's where my mama lives.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Alabama.
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Neo, and all of so-so deaf.
Yeah, okay. Migos and shit.
Listen, all y'all.
Everybody in Atlanta.
Okay, right? Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Jersey, New York. I was surprised.
Mm.
New York is a fault state. I might have to move. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
North Carolina, my home.
Uh-huh.
South Carolina, mm-hmm. not surprising. Vermont and Virginia. And D.C.,
mm-hmm.
for those of you
mm-hmm.
in the DMV, fault divorce.
Wow.
So,
wow. In D.C.?
In D.C.
That's sticky.
Because it's really the South. I've been trying to tell people.
True.
D.C.
True.
ain't nothing but the South.
True.
Stop playing. Ask
true.
Frederick Douglass if you're confused. Because he had to keep on running to Canada. Mm-hmm.
Well, Well, anyway. You know, hey, that's why you shouldn't get married in the first damn place, but you didn't hear that from me. Go ahead.
Okay. So with the hot take.
We
okay.
really gonna, you know
hot
what I'm
take.
Saying?
All right. So so the fact that Neo has allegedly had this outside baby will matter.
Mm-hmm.
Will matter. So for those of you in the jury, the jury pool, that's what I'm calling y'all from now on. For those of y'all in our jury pool that put that out there in the ethos, you are correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would be in a better financial situation going into this divorce had there been no infidelity, and certainly had there been no alleged outside baby. Now, to be fair, that has yet to be proven.
Yeah.
I don't know where the paternity case mm-hmm. on that is, but if Crystal is successful in proving that legitimately, that will up the recovery
mm-hmm.
Of the money she can claim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to this spousal support that Neo's trying to avoid.
Okay.
In a normal family law case, Dustin, here's how the support is awarded.
Uh-huh.
First determination, is there a dependent spouse? The mm-hmm. judge is saying, is there somebody in the marriage who can be considered a dependent, meaning they just essentially don't earn.
Mm-hmm.
Don't earn. And if they do, it's so nominal
mm-hmm.
and not valuable to even contribute it. It's a question of contribution.
Okay.
Were you able to contribute to the financial pot that made this household work?
Mm-hmm.
And if the judge says there was no contribution from this other party, they're considered a dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are dumb enough, in my legal opinion and personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
to allow your spouse to become a dependent on you, well, then you put yourself in position.
Here we go again.
So I always say, and I say this to men too, don't let her ass become a whole dependent.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to work at the Starbucks or something.
You're going to do something.
You're going to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
Because the minute you don't have that contribution and you can't go to the court and say, you know, I don't care. I'm kind of joking, but like teach school or
yeah,
something where he or she, because mm-hmm. in this day and age, a lot of these dudes dependent as a motherfucker too.
Hey.
You know, I was the breadwinner in the vast majority of my relationships
mm-hmm.
and they asses worked
mm-hmm.
because that's what we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Get a paper route or something.
Shit.
So if you allow yourself to become the full breadwinner, the complete financial, you know, leader of the household, and you don't have that contribution, you have created a dependency situation. And upon divorce, the judge will view that person as legally entitled to up to half of your money, the family's money, the community's money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what that is typically. So according to that typical kind of antiquated structure, Dustin, Crystal would reasonably be the dependent.
Absolutely.
Neo's a gazillionaire, and she's not, you know, it's like that Eddie Murphy joke from Raw, which right. I love.
Eddie. Half.
Okay. But then my favorite part is the Johnny Carson reference
uh-huh.
where, hey, honey, I'm Johnny Carson. Motherfucker, I know who you are. And then and then she'd be like, hey, Johnny, here's my mm-hmm. check. Here's my $40. Put that in the mm-hmm, bank. Now we got mm-hmm. $300 million and $40. well, I don't care, bitch. Give me the 40.
That's it.
Is the point. So this is the argument that Neo's legal team is making, Dustin, and I actually think it could be kind of brilliant. So he's saying, okay, Crystal, you have over almost 700,000 Instagram followers, and that's just on Instagram. I don't know how many of the hoe got on, woman, got on TikTok and the other various platforms. That is a viable source of income. You have used your proximity to Neo, a celebrity, to build a platform in your own right. And I'm pretty sure if we went through her Instagram feed, there's going to be examples of brand promotions mm-hmm. and other promotional opportunities. And the legal argument says, well, now you have monetized being in relationship to your husband. So you've basically set up a scenario where you have a source of income. Now go make money, go monetize it. And I don't think that that is a far out landish legal argument, because what you're saying to the judge is, well, Your Honor, she might have been dependent at one time, but through her actions of creating a platform, because we live in 2022, not 2062 or even 2092, that is a viable source of income. People make millions of dollars every single day mm-hmm. on social media
mm-hmm.
through being influencers. Crystal has created a scenario where she is now absolutely an influencer. She's verified. She's got almost 1 million followers on one of the platforms. Go work. Go make money. And the courts historically, Dustin, have said that you can, what you can't do in the sake of being a dependent or seeking spousal support is depress your income, is have ability to earn and not go earn. In the same way, if a man is a lawyer and he's like, yeah, I'm a lawyer, but I work at Starbucks, so the most I can pay for child support is, you know, $50 a month, the court is not having it. Mm-hmm. You have to go maximize your earning potential. What do you think?
You know, this is not about feelings. This is not about mm-hmm. any of that. This is a legal process. Mm-hmm. And if that makes sense, mm-hmm. and if that's a sellable legal argument, mm-hmm. then she can't knock that. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, right? Mm-hmm. Thankfully, mm-hmm. she lives in Georgia. It's an at-fault divorce.
Right.
So she can say, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter if I can earn this money or not, mm-hmm. or if we can figure that out. I wouldn't be in this position mm-hmm. had he not done X, Y, Z. So in the meantime, while we figure all that out, here's what I need y'all to do.
Yeah. And listen, I want to be clear. It's going to look like what you just said, mm-hmm. but I think it's forecasting. Mm-hmm. I think my legal geekiness is more so not about what Crystal Renee is going to recover.
But what this means moving forward for other
divorces.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, people, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. and our non-binary friends, mm-hmm. be mindful. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you not to create a platform. I'm not telling you not to get verified. I'm not telling you not to get 5 million followers. I'm just telling you, Auntie E told you, when you do that, you put yourself in a position to arguably now be financially independent mm-hmm. because you are creating a revenue stream. Because it's no longer just a popularity contest. People are making real bank on social media platforms. And it might come a day where a court will hold you accountable to that. You can't have the this, but not the that. You can't have the popularity and the influence and all of this and not be held accountable for the financial component of the possibility of that platform.
And please believe mm-hmm. people are paying attention to this. And a lot of men that find themselves in the same position that Neo's in are going to be using that model moving forward. Mm-hmm. Nah, your ass can work. Mm-hmm. It's called clout. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You've garnered that from being attached to me. So let's use that. People are going to think that's their golden, you know,
sure.
ticket.
And that said, that might be some cautionary commentary for some of y'all. Just stay off it. Mm-hmm. If you want to retain the historical model, mm-hmm. that says, Your Honor, he or she
was the breadwinner,
or they were the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. I've contributed by showing up in the home and mm-hmm. this, that, and the third. Stay off social media or keep it private. You know, like mm-hmm. if you have a private social media, there's no argument there for that to be monetized.
And you know who you're with.
Yeah.
So you know if you are in a position where you need to be taking those sort of making those sort of protections.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Available for yourself. You know if you're going to find yourself in divorce court.
And that's all I'm saying. So I'm not saying do it, don't do it, none of that shit. I'm saying just be mindful that is now a viability. Like that's a viable legal positioning. That was not even available, Dustin, even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, things are changing, you know, and it'll be interesting to see how many changes like this materialize moving forward, because there's going to be other ways that they identify
1,000%
earning potential. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is typical in the law, Dustin. The law and technology are always not even chasing each other. The law is always trying to catch up mm-hmm, with technology. Mm-hmm. This is not new. This is always the case. So this is a new example of mm-hmm. where family law is going to have to catch up with the technology that social media has provided for formerly dependent, regardless of gender or sexual orientation, spouses to be challenged around what that financial dependency looks like.
So interesting.
Right? Isn't that interesting? I was quite excited about it. anyways, good luck to Neo and Crystal, and most importantly, making sure that their children have all that they need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exhibit. Is it bad that I can't tell you one Exhibit song? I only know him from Pimp My Ride.
No, it's not bad. And that just means he did a good job hosting that show.
That's
what it means.
It does mean that he branded the shit out of that. Yeah, to this day, if I see a car, and normally this is down south with like spinners or anything extra hydraulic,
Pimp My Ride. You think about it every time.
Every time.
I heard the show was fake though, and the people like didn't even keep the cars.
Oh yeah, It's, it's like a lot of other improvement shows, we'll say. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
I ain't going to talk myself out of no HGTV.
You know I'm not. That's my dream. I'll be right there. So today,
right, listen.
We're going to do white uppers, black lower cabinets. We're going to, you know, be right there spicing up that kitchen. Shout out to Lauren Lake.
Hardwoods.
Okay, okay,
you know.
Subway tile, backsplash.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? We don't do granite, marble countertop.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Hey,
right
y'all.
There in that stone yard, yeah. Looking at them slabs.
Listen. Everybody.
Okay. I am ready. So, yes.
Something wrong with us, y'all. Pray for us. Okay, back to Exhibit. All right, Exhibit has filed a petition.
Mm-hmm.
He is seeking a judge to order his estranged wife, because mm-hmm. she's technically, I think, they're still married. Anyways, ordered her, Krista Joyner is mm-hmm. her name, to undergo something called a vocational evaluation.
Mm.
Some of y'all parents out there need to get y'all grown-ass kids a vocational evaluation.
What did Esther say on Sanford and Son? Remember when Lamont had that party? She busted up the party mm-hmm. with all his friends. Mm-hmm. All of you need to be in a vocational school, learning a trade.
Yeah, learning a
right,
trade.
That's right.
Well, that's what Exhibit just told his ex-wife.
He told her,
get your ass in vocational school. So, he is seeking for her to be court mandated to have mm-hmm. a vocational evaluation. That's so funny, fucking Lamont. Mm-hmm. With a court appointed official. The evaluation will do a few things, Dustin. It will determine if she is mentally and physically fit to work.
Okay.
And it will also figure out what her employment opportunities look like. Essentially, it's a skills assessment. What can you do, ma'am?
Exhibit's playing the game, Ebony.
Masterfully.
He is playing the game. This is what you need to do.
I'm not mad at him at all.
That's the process. Okay, well, let's start the process.
Let's start the process. I'm going to tell you who's going to do one of these next. Neo. So, Crystal, go ahead and get your resume.
Come on, Crystal.
Go ahead and get the resume together.
Because you already see how he's doing it.
Listen. So, Exhibit, after the evaluation will be conducted around her skill set assessment, mm-hmm. a judgment on the amount of spousal support will be granted. So, basically, mm-hmm. the court is saying this. It's saying that right now he was originally ordered to pay $6,000 a month in support total. That's $2,239 for child support. They have one 10-year-old and $3,702 for spousal.
Okay.
Put that together, it's about six G's a month, which, I mean, I don't know what his money looking like. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty basic. Which is why she's pissed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she's pissed. She's wanting way more. But she's got some interesting facts that work against her.
Okay.
She and the main one is this. She's got a boyfriend, which I already told y'all. Go back to season one of Holding Court.
Yep.
Separated is not a relationship status.
Yep.
And then she did the grand pooba, moved the motherfucker in. So according to Exhibit, at least, Dustin, this woman and her new man are living in Exhibit's house. A $3 million home without Exhibit's permission. So, a couple things.
Exhibit said, I ain't the ride. You ain't finna pimp me, goddammit. Okay, let's get on down to this courthouse.
Let's get on to this courthouse.
Okay.
So, a couple things. And this goes, again, both genders applies equally.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to try to play this game that the ex-wife is playing here, Ms. Joyner, you got to have your shit tight. Okay? Meaning you have to convincingly be able to tell a judge that you are in dire straits, man or woman. So, you know, Kendu, is that Mary's man?
That's his dirty ass.
Okay.
Name. Yes.
Oh, I forgot how you feel about Mary.
You know how much I love her.
Y'all didn't see Dustin's face. He triggered as a motherfucker.
Oh, my God. You know, that's a four-letter word around
right.
here. Kendu.
Kendu.
Oh, my God.
What
can't do.
What can't.
Okay. Didn't do. Don't do. Motherfucker, that's
won't
what he
do.
Was. Okay, won't do. But Mary has come around.
Oh
from,
my
from
God!
The other side
a
of
whole
that.
Oscar nominee, honey.
Oscar
please.
Nominee.
Please.
Just won an Emmy.
There
you know,
you
she
go.
Just won that Emmy for the halftime show.
Yes.
And she's got six Grammy nominations this year.
This year.
The big ones
yeah.
too. Album of the year, record of the year, all that shit. So
no, Mary.
She's done paying him.
Yeah. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. She probably did it very smart, which is lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
Just get the motherfucker.
Get it over with.
But
I
what
just saw
if,
her in a club Friday in L.A.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mary, the queen.
Mary J. Blige.
Yeah, she really is a cultural queen. So, but manipulate the facts real quick. Go
mm-hmm.
with me on this one, D. Had Kendu tried to, what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we lived a life, judge,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, she owe me, and I did this to support a career, all that bullshit, and then you got a bitch in the house with you.
That
in Mary's house.
It just doesn't add up.
It literally, and even the court, y'all, this is not just GP or what we think is right or what looks good. This ain't about that. This is about the court saying to Ms. Joyner here in Exhibit's case, this man that's cohabitating with you needs to be putting in on these bills.
I mean.
Literally.
Come on.
Come on. So if you're going to try to play this game, you and your side piece, y'all got to live separate. Because you cannot cohabitate. This happened with an ex of mine where his, you know, and he was going to keep it playing and just write a big old check. Mm-hmm. And then this bitch had the audacity. Not only did you not want to sell the house, which mm-hmm. is what Exhibit mm-hmm. wants in this case and most people want because they want to split the proceeds.
And be
whatever.
Done. Yeah.
No, you want to squat in the house. I may be willing to allow that, but you want to move in your boo?
Hell no.
No. Even the judges on that one say hell no. The judge be like, hell no, bitch.
That don't even make sense. People in these relationships and shit, it always gets in the way.
Always.
It always gets in the way.
Nothing positive will ever come. I'm watching The Crown right now.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you don't put Camilla's ass in that closet and tell
her wooden tooth ass, you know,
ain't no fuck
black people don't
that.
Fuck with Camilla
at all, because black people, one of the top white people that we fuck
love
with is
Princess Diana. She's on that list. Yes.
Ever since she came to Harlem Hospital,
yes,
and kissed those beautiful black babies with HIV,
that black people have wrapped their
I'll
arms.
I'll fuck somebody up over Princess
Absolutely.
Diana.
Absolutely,
let one of my line sisters say some shit about Princess Diana.
That's right. You know, she's on that list, that sacred list of white people, that black
list.
People.
Is Britney Spears on that list?
Now.
Okay.
She wasn't when she was popular.
No.
But we don't like the way they did her.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
And she's in camaraderie with Janet
in
terms of getting fucked over by JT.
Yeah, and we don't. And you know, black people, we don't like that. We don't like that story.
Like that.
So,
no.
Yes.
I feel like that. And we're going to think of a third by the end of the show.
Let me think of another white person that's
that
on
we
that
really,
list of people that, yeah, that we,
the culture really go up for.
Tina Marie.
Oh yeah,
we don't even count her as white.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, she's very much a white woman, but that's different. Like I'm talking about like a
like
mainstream
a traditional
white.
Yeah,
yeah,
person.
That's old Pink. You know,
Pink.
Pink. Yeah,
we love
we
Pink.
Still, yeah,
she can sing.
Yeah,
we don't play that shit.
Yeah,
we love Pink.
We don't care
about the pivot in the music.
No,
you know, because she make white music now.
She does aerial tricks, mm-hmm.
And I'm with all that.
Me too.
Up in the silks.
Yes,
doing all that shit.
The flips
yeah.
and shit.
We like Pink. She's on our sacred list.
We definitely fuck with Pink. Yeah.
The point is, we love Princess Diana.
That's
we hate
the point.
Camilla.
And we hate Camilla. And Charles was dead ass wrong for the whole mm-hmm. shit. Although the queen was wrong for that shit, too. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the buck stops with the queen on
that. T.S. Madison said, shout out to T.S. Madison. T.S. Yeah. Madison said that the queen was so full of hate. That's why every time you seen her, she was locked up. She's like, every time you see her, she
tight. She's tight with it.
I done got mad all over
me
again.
Me too. I don't even know how we got on that shit. I'm
talking
I'm
about
triggered.
The crown.
Oh, I was talking about the crown. I was talking about side hoes.
Side
hoes. And keeping
hoes.
Side
That's
hoes
right.
in back position.
That's right.
Until the complete finality
That's
of
right.
the divorce.
Yep.
So, girl, Exhibit's wife is probably fucking up her own game here by doing that. Now, this is interesting about this case, and then we'll wrap on this.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying in her counter lawsuit, she's got a lawsuit against him, Dustin, that her and Exhibit had an oral agreement that he would compensate her for the rest of her life if she became a stay-at-home mother, and that he would also provide all of her financial support, not some of it, Dustin, all of her financial support that she needs for the rest of her life to keep her in the same style and manner that was established during the party's relationships. Now, it's three problems with this so-called disclaim, and this is from a court document, I pulled this from. Ashley pulled it from.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ashley.
Shout out
Hobbs.
To Ashley Hobbs, super producer. Because
I ain't pull shit. Okay. Not just playing. three things. Number one, I'm not saying he didn't say it, Dustin. Mm-hmm. He might have said it. But can you prove it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with oral agreements. It's not that oral, because we talked about this before in a couple episodes ago. Oral agreements can have legal standing. They
Especially
can be enforceable.
Especially when you're about to have oral sex. Like, what was going on when he said it to you, girl? Niggas will say anything, and me, I'm niggas. Niggas will say anything, you know what I'm saying? We'll say anything, and the time is right. So when did you have that oral agreement? Was you about to have oral? Just saying.
I'm dead. But very valid, all jokes aside, exactly. What were the conditions in which he agreed to these terms?
Terms and... Okay.
You've been telling
terms
people for 2 years.
And.
Terms and conditions. Now we're talking about we know the term, we're talking about the conditions.
The conditions.
Okay. All right, y'all. So that's the first problem.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's oral in nature. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oral in
mm-hmm.
nature.
Maturity
and,
kicked
and
in.
The maturity kicked uh-huh. in. He forgot. He remembered. He was at work.
Uh-huh.
It's oral in nature, thus very difficult to prove.
Yes.
The other problem with it, to actually your point about the what was his conditions when he said what he supposedly said. A court would, if I'm a judge on this one, this is beyond scope. Meaning, what you're saying he agreed to, even if I believe he said it, and that's an if, but if I believe he said it, it is too broad of an agreement. To the terms in which he is allegedly agreeing to are too broad to be enforced. Why the fuck would this court enforce this man, make him stick to something that he promised? A lifestyle of affluence and that he no longer can provide. So the promise was too broad. The term itself was too broad. This would be better for her, Dustin, if it said, exhibit told me orally during the oral sex, blah, 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 that he would provide a lifestyle for me that is conducive to his income as it evolves. Now, that's a term a court will be likely to enforce. Because that's measurable. That's reasonable. But for you to ask a motherfucker to pay you, let's say during his heyday of Pimp My Ride, let's just say he was making 2.5 a year. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Okay. But now, let's just say, I know he got a cannabis business, but who knows what's going on with that. Let's say he's making $550 a year. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Why do you think this court would reasonably expect a man whose income has dropped that dramatically to maintain a $2.5 million lifestyle for you when he can't even provide that for himself?
Yep.
It's beyond scope. It's beyond reach.
Absolutely.
So that would be struck down on site. And also, it's just a raggedy because you sitting up here shacking. You shacking.
Yeah, this sounds like Exhibit is ready to wash his hands of the whole damn thing, and he's getting the process started to do just that. It's utterly ridiculous to me that her and her legal team would even issue that as a defense for her, as a reasoning for this. Well, he said he was going to take care of me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, in the same style.
That's the best you got?
In the same style that he had at the peak day when he got me.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's the best you got?
Child, kids these days don't even know who Exhibit is.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. They going to say Exhibit A or B. Which one? Which one you talking
which
about?
Which one we analyzing, okay. Your Honor? In fact, Exhibit going to go to court. They're going to say Exhibit. Prosecutor going to say B, C, D, or L.
Right. Yeah. Oh, him. Oh, okay.
Oh, you are Exhibit. Oh.
I'm sorry, sir. It's going to be one of
those. It's going to be one of those. Oh, my God.
The gall.
Last point on this, just because this is just too good. It's too good. Ex-wife says, how does she know that he's hiding assets, Dustin, and got $20 million in a vault somewhere? Because his brother. See, sometimes it's your friends and sometimes it's your family.
Your damn family.
Allegedly, according to her, Exhibit's brother claims that Exhibit is making millions of dollars from this cannabis business and that he has a vault, a literal safe vault, like a vault somewhere that he pulls $20 million of cash in and he runs him his money. The brother, that's the brother's job, Dustin, to go to the vault at the bank and pull out some cash.
And he just told her.
So moral of the story here, brother's trying to smash. Brother's trying to smash.
And steal. He wants your girl and your bread.
You need to get your side piece boo out the house and stop shacking, Mrs. Joyner, and wait until the completion of this dissolution of marriage.
Yeah, this is exactly why I think I'm going, you know, I don't want nothing on my left hand.
You're going to keep
it. This is too much trouble. Imagine, I'd rather just break up.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to get no damn divorce. And I don't want no legally binding relationship here. As a matter, we just going to be friends. I'm just going to be friends with everybody from now on because it's just too much trouble.
Too much. It is a lot of trouble. It's a lot of trouble. I've had that same thought that if and when love comes my way again, I think we might just have a little cake, a little champagne, and keep it cute.
Yep, and a handshake.
And a renewable type of situation. Let's see how we feel in 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Let's see. Because I don't want nobody to stay that don't want to be there.
Nope. And I damn sure don't want to take care of their ass for the rest of their life.
Girl, honey, I'm not going to, Dustin.
Like, what
at that
are you
point,
talking about?
Before that happened, some other things have happened.
That's why Exhibit said, assess all this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Vocational skills. Bitch, get your resume together. Write it. You need to. Where's your cover letter?
Because it's time to start looking.
Because it's time to start working.
Okay.
Crystal? You better be listening. Any of Crystal's friends listening to Holding Court.
And I want Crystal to win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I do.
And I actually believe Crystal has a skill set. So I think
that. No, that's
and
what we're saying.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. She'll be all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a new day. I'm going to end the episode with that, y'all. Period. Men, women, black, white, mm-hmm. young, old, they, them, everybody. Non-binary, everybody. All of that gender-based, take care of me forever shit is done. It's done.
Completely. You better know it, and you better learn it before you fuck around and find out.
Find out the hard way. People are taking your ass to court and saying, bitch, what can you do?
That's right. And now she looking like a fool with her pants. Remember that? Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. That's how she looking in court. That's how she looking. Talking about what he said for the rest of my life. You know, girl.
Girl, and that's why the court is having your ass vocationally assessed. It's a new day. So most of y'all ain't ever heard that term before. You better get familiar.
That's right.
All right, y'all. There it is. Listen, go forth. Be merry. We want y'all to tie the knot, to untie it. Just whatever you do, do it in peace. Listen, love and happiness.
Okay.
Join us again. Season 3.
Okay.
I'm so excited to even say that.
Please.
When court will be back in session. In the meantime, y'all stay safe. Keep the faith. And what you want the people to do, Dustin Ross.
Always read them terms and conditions.
Holding Court is an Interval Presents original production from Uppity Productions in association with Dossie Media. Executive producer and host, Ebony K. Williams. Co-host and producer, Dustin Ross. From Interval Presents, executive producers, Alan Coy and Jay Kleinberg. Produced, of course, by Ashley J. Hobbs. Editing, sound design, and mix by Stephanie Morell. Original music by Epidemic Sound. Video editing by Kason Alexander and Courtney Deans. Consultant Carla Wilmaris. Special thanks to operations lead Sarah Yu, business development lead Sheffy Ellen Swag, and marketing lead Samira Still.